Thanks for listening to The Kick-Ass Life with David Wood. Stay connected on Facebook, / The Kick-Ass Life, on Twitter, at The Kick-Ass Life, and of course, at thekickasslife.com.
Hi, this is Don Miguel Ruiz, and you're listening to David Wood and The Kick-Ass Life Show.
Want to make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
That it is. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it means? If it's Saturday, it means that this is the 602nd Kick-Ass Life Show, which means it's designed to put a little smile on your face, a spring in your step, and it'll allow me to give you a little kick in the rump, a kick in the bum, a kick in the hiney, or, as I like to say, a little kick in the arse. Anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. I am always so grateful you're here. I know what it takes to give you give me your time. And so thanks a lot. Let's get on with the show. A few fun facts for you. Did you know this? That there's more Monopoly money printed around the world than there is real money printed around the world per year. And that if you were to drive 10 miles to buy a lottery ticket, there's a greater chance of you having a car accident than there is of you winning the lottery. Oh, boo-hoo, that sucks, doesn't it? Now listen to this, 70% of Americans, they go to college for one reason only, because they want to make more money. That's the reason, that's the driver. Now, here's my yucky fact for you Canadians. Listen up, Canadians. And by the way, Canadians, I'm still not getting as many reviews on iTunes. What's up? Get on with the program, please. All right. So on the Canadian $2 bill, flying above the Parliament building is an American flag on the $2 bill. So there you go, Canadians. So I don't know if you can do anything about that, but let's see if we can. All right. And let me just talk about this. So the show today, what are we going to talk about? So many subjects, but here's one of my favorites. Let's have a little chat about this, shall we? Oh, yeah, it is. Do you know this? This is so funny. I suppose I've earned my stripes on this one. I've got a little bit of a rags-to-riches kind of story. Been left school at 15, traveled around the world for 10 and a half years, arrived in North America with no money, no credit cards, no CV, no nothing. And so creating wealth is something that I'm passionate about, and I want to share at least one secret with you today. Let's have a quick chat about wealth. Do you know what it is? If I said to you, tell me, what's wealth? What would you say, really? And here's the thing. Many people have no idea how to answer that question. Good way to think about it. Here'll give you some context. Imagine you lose your job or source of income today, and how many hours... days, weeks, or months, or years, can you survive, all right, on that money you have left? That is your wealth. And unfortunately, statistics show that 75% of people could not survive the first month. So that's the problem. What's the solution? Well, let's think about a couple of things. First, if you have not yet created wealth for yourself and haven't really started thinking about it, I want you to read a couple of books. Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That will give you some context to start working on. And I also want to give you one with T. Harv Eker. I used to work with him for 3 years, and his book, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. That'll open up some doors for you, and there's some exercises in there. And if you're looking for a vehicle, Kiyosaki's book, The Business of the 21st Century, one of the great vehicles in the world that I subscribe to, which helped me create wealth. And of course, that's network marketing. I'm a big believer. I love it very much. It's changed my life completely. And the lives of really tens of thousands of people I personally know. And So if you, by the way, if you don't have, if you're one of these people, oh, it's a pyramid, oh, if you're that, you're probably broke. You know, they, and I'm not laughing at you being broke. I'm just laughing at the fact that that's so true. So many people who are broke and unhappy give opinions about other people who create wealth. In other words, when an opportunity comes along, if you have a broke, unhappy mindset, so often it's so much easier to laugh at something and say it's not going to work than try it. But if you're broke and happy, you better start looking for things that are going to work for you, okay? So again, start reading, start hanging around with people that think this way, and you're going to see a lot of shifts, right? Why? And by the way, if you want to look at some of the facts, I've done some short videos. They're only like 2 minutes long on YouTube, and it's called MLM Mythbuster. MLM Mythbuster. If you want to find out about that industry thing, again, it's not promoting any one company, but just find out about it. You can watch those, and it tells you the five things to look for if you're looking for a vehicle. It's a great vehicle. There are other vehicles out there. For me, real estate. I love real estate as well. And, you know, but I like cash flow real estate. You don't want to just be buying stuff, all right? You want stuff that's going to create cash for you, but a lot of people say, well, I don't have the cash to be able to get into a vehicle that creates cash. And that's a challenge, of course. Well, that's exactly why having a vehicle like I talked about, like network marketing, because there's a wonderful saying that says this. They say, you know, my wealth can only grow to the extent I'm willing to grow myself. And by the way, I'm not going to keep promoting that as the only vehicle. I'm saying to you that, hey, if you have no money and you're looking for a way out, then you need to get into a culture of people who do want to make money. And a lot of it's part-time. Remember, the big old J-O-B, job, right? Most people work in a job and get paid just enough to stay working, and they work just hard enough not to be fired. So here's a couple of things I want you to think about. Do you understand the difference between your working income, where you go for a job, and your residual income? A lot of you haven't really found out what residual income is yet, right? So I just talked about a couple, right? So if you have a part-time network marketing business that's bringing in any kind of money at all, that would be a residual income. It's the money you get paid if you've done the job once and you get paid over and over again. And the same for me, residual income on properties we own. So we get paid every month on our cash flow properties. It's a residual income. Now, what I've done is I've turned that into a passive income. And passive income, the way I like to describe it, is where my money's making money. And one passive income, for example, for me is I own a lot of different properties that create cash flow. But now what I've done is I put the management part of it out. I don't touch it at all, which means it's become passive. In other words, I'm not involved anymore in the actual management of it, so it's completely passive. So there's three types of income. A lot of you need to start understanding that, and you need to start thinking about different ways you can create residual income. That's first off. We want to increase the way we work. But if you have a job right now, here's your tip. You young people listening in, listen up right now. You got to think this. If you got a job, I don't care if you're the janitor in a toilet, you know, I want you to be the best damn janitor that ever walked on the earth, because I'm telling you, I've seen people like that. I was like that. The reason, part of the key to my success was it didn't matter what I did, whether I was a dishwasher, whether I was cleaning rooms in a hotel, it didn't matter what I did. I always wanted to be the absolute best. And what happens with you then, if you go in there with a great attitude and you start working harder at your crappy job, I promise you things are going to shift very, very hard, very fast for you. And you're going to get noticed and you're going to get promoted, or other companies are going to steal you. But things will happen for you, guaranteed. So that's rule number one. Here's the big one, though, for most of you. I've worked with a lot of very wealthy people who appear wealthy, and yet if they lost their job, and I'm talking about doctors, I can think of five or six doctors that are friends of mine, that, you know, their practices are doing well. They drive big cars. They live in big houses on the lake. And truthfully, they have to work, and they're working like 80 hours a week. But they're not. What it costs them to live every month is so big, it's almost impossible for them to get out of it, to create financial freedom. And financial freedom is when your income, your residual income, your passive income exceeds your expenses. So what's the rule number one? The one thing I want you to take away: limit the amount of money you're spending. Move into a smaller house. Buy a smaller car. And don't use car payments. Go pay cash. Save up. Buy an older car. Drive it, knowing that you're paid for it. You're not making $300, $400, $500, $700, $800, $1,200 a month on a car payment. Hello? Imagine what you could be doing with that. So again, you want to simplify your life. Go the other way. Simplify it until you create your financial freedom, and then you can do what the heck you want. Do you hear me? Whatever you want is at your fingertips. In saying that, I want to tell you this, that it's been wonderful sharing this one tip with you. And I want you to go out there and make this an exceptional, exceptional day, week. I'll be speaking to you later on in the week. Understand this, that financial freedom is there for everyone. You don't have to have qualifications. You don't have to live in the right house. You don't have to have anything there right now going for you. You just have to start thinking about life differently. All right? Start reading some great books, hanging around people. And remember, Donald Trump was once interviewed, and they asked him, they said, hey, what would you do if you lost everything? He said, I joined a network marketing company, and everyone in the audience laughed. And he looked out at them. He was on Letterman. He looked out at them. He said, hey, that's why I'm sitting here and you're sitting there, all right? So again, if you're laughing at something that works, okay, change your attitude about it, because it really does work. It's a fabulous vehicle, and I've seen more people create financial freedom and wealth but through that vehicle. I'm an advocate. I love it. Why? Because I study it. I understand it. The rest of you, guess what? Great real estate deals out there. So there's lots of things to do. Make sure that you get out there and make sure there's a smile on your face. Make sure there's a little spring in your step. And start thinking about how you can simplify your life. Simplify your life so you can have financial freedom. Anything you want, you can have it. It's sitting right there.
That was kick-ass.